Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bosman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The DH, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hendrick. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Hendrick steals second. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to home to get Henderson. Reichardt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Reichardt moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt scores. Horta moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Jeter now playing center field. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Bell reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Bell scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-1 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-1 in the game. Gamble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Stone now pitching. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0-1 in the game. Ragland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Ragland moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of spikes. Jeter reaches second base with a double. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jeter moves to third. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeter scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann moves to third. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leon is hit by the pitch. Horta moves to second. Brent Strom now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland fields it and throws to second for the out. Hermann scores. Horta moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Ray Lamb now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ragland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeter. Ragland reaches second base with a double. Hendrick goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Allen strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jeter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ragland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Leon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spikes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bart Johnson now pitching. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ragland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly strikes out. 1 out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews moves to third. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Bell takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 4 in the game. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chambliss strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland misplays the ball. That's an error on Ragland. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Duncan strikes out. 1 out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ragland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Allen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.